I wrote that song in, this is the only one that this is true about, I wrote I Will Wait in the hotel room while I was working on The Voice. I spent 6 weeks sequestered in a hotel on The Voice. And for me, you know, I'm kind of a roving adventurer and a self-employed entrepreneur. I'm used to calling my own shots and running my own schedule. So this was the first time in probably 4 years that I had spent 6 weeks in the same place, and the first time in my whole adult life that I haven't had absolute control over my schedule day to day, hour to hour. So I found myself waiting a lot doing the show. Now, I had a day off, and I was sitting in one of the, you know, practice rooms that we had access to, and I was noodling around on my guitar, and I made up a little guitar riff, and I started writing a song that is in no way about the experience of The Voice, and it's in no way about the music industry. It's about, you know, my love life and relationships and things like that. It's kind of, you know, a patchwork collage of a bunch of different relationships I've had with people. And I brought it all back to the phrase, I will wait. I will wait for you.
My darling prisoner of a heart that's hard to heal. Ransom in your days off.
And it was only a few months later when I was playing it for someone that I realized that it was so funny that I had used the phrase, I will wait, as the cornerstone of that song, because that's what I was doing with 99% of my time at that phrase point in my life, was waiting. I was learning how to wait as a contestant on The Voice.
No, I am an independent girl with an agenda to pursue, but I will wait, I will wait, I will wait.
What about a line in Swallowed by the Sea? At one point, you sing, where do I draw the line between Vittles and Valentines? What do you mean by that?
That line to me, and I'm sure it'll mean different things to different people, but to me that line is purely about figuring out where I draw the line in the battle between art and commerce. You know, Vittles, sustenance, having to make money to make a living is a difficult thing to do when you are trying to make a living by selling poems that you write, essentially, about your emotional state to people. You know, how true can you be to yourself when, as you're creating art, you're also trying to figure out how to sell it? And that's something that I think a lot of artists struggle with, and that's where that line came from.
I've lived on luck and social graces, counted cards and covered bases, made believe till I was making do. Now where do I draw the line between Vittles and Valentine's?
What would you say was one of the most important lessons that you've learned as an artist from your experience on the road?
You know, I think that one of the most important things I've learned on the road is that you have to trust people, and that you have to, it really benefits you to learn as much as you can about the people that you're interacting with. Because it's, you know, the life, the music industry, everything, it's all just organizations of people. You know, we all have our own dreams and our own desires and our own motives for things. And so when you're talking to someone and when you're working with someone, it really helps to try and understand where they're coming from, what makes them tick, what makes them happy, what motivates them to present this show or to attend this show, like what makes them connect to your art. And that, I just think, helps to give you an understanding of where they're coming from and makes you a better partner for them moving forward.
That's an interesting, empathetic take in a business that sometimes seems like a very selfish business.
Well, and I think that the other lesson I've learned, and I learned this one maybe the hard, slow way, is just don't work with bad people. You know, there are selfish people out there, and there are people who are just bloodsuckers, moneymakers, and they will make it rain. You know, they will bring you the higher guarantees, and they will bring you shinier things at first. But then someone else who they think can fetch a higher guarantee or a shinier thing will come along, and they'll leave you for that person. So you've really got to find, I think, nice people who you believe in, who believe in you, who you have a lot in common with, who you would like to be friendly with as well as be work partners with, and use those people to build your team. And I think the loyalty wins over immediate gain, and having partnerships that last and grow as your career grows. And I mean, I'm still in the inception of my career, so check in with me in 20 years and we'll see if the philosophy works or not. But that's what I'm putting my money on.
Love, have mercy on my mind. Spinning like a satellite. Far away from here tonight. Oh, love, have mercy on.